Welcome, one, and welcome all to this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of the brand new listeners of the Paranormal Patriot. As I mentioned 2 weeks ago, Podbean has decided to feature this show as a featured podcast, and because of that, the listenership, the followers, the comments have just skyrocketed. I have more listeners than I ever thought possible, and it's all because of you. So thank you. If you're new to the show, welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy the show. If you're a longtime listener, of course, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. But regardless if you're long or short-term listener, welcome to the show. My name is Tom Velasquez. As always, I am wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. Normally, in front of me, we have the Cosmic Dreamer. He is my co-host. He is my son. Unfortunately, he's not here today. But it's for a good reason. He has decided to join the high school soccer team. As a freshman, he has made the varsity team. Woohoo! He is a busy man. So, he will not be here this week. You have me. Hopefully, I suffice. Because this week's show is very interesting. We're going to start the show with, well, let me do a little bit of backtracking here. I talk about my show quite often to people I know. We hang out with our friends and with acquaintances all the time. And it inevitably, somebody asked me about the show, so of course I'm going to promote it. And a lot of my friends are skeptics. And they, you know, we talk about UFOs and they tell me, well, Tom, we've been in space, we've been to the moon. If there were UFOs, we would have obviously seen them in space and known about it. And I come back with them as, yeah, we have seen them in space. We have the transmissions from the astronauts to Houston stating that they've seen them, but they're covered up. And of course, they're a little bit leery and skeptical on it, but those transmissions exist. And we're going to hear about a couple of them today. But before I get into that, I want to get into something that is just driving me insane. Now, just this past week, we celebrated the 17th anniversary of the 9/11. Well, I shouldn't even say celebrated. We recognized the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And I got home from work that day, and as every year, I come home and my family's sitting around the TV watching the History Channel's just day-long documentaries of 9/11. And the Cosmic Dreamer kind of mentioned something to me, and my wife picked up on it, about the government involvement. Now, you have to know something about my wife. She is a skeptic. She doesn't think her government is going to do anything to put their citizens in harm's way. Well, if you're a listener and a believer in this show, you know that's not true. But anyway, what I would do in the past, and I have had people at work, people I know, even people that don't know me, that we just get on the subject, I'll pull up YouTube and say, look at this. Look at this conspiracy video. This video will tell you that something's not right. These buildings fell at free fall speed. No other building has ever fallen, a steel building has ever fallen due to fire, and three of them fell that day, all owned by the same man. And oh, by the way, one of them never even got hit by a plane. The beams, the girders were cut at a straight line angle. there was still molten lava, metal, hot metal in molten liquid form months after. And then they shipped the steel, so it couldn't be diagnosed, it couldn't be studied or anything like that. They shipped it off to China to get melted down. Those are just the bare minimum of what was odd about 9/11. But I used to show people these videos all the time and say, look it. Just open your mind. I'm not saying you have to believe that 9/11 was an inside job, but at least look at this with an objective mind. Guess what, people? Those videos are no longer on YouTube. They are gone. Anything to do with a conspiracy on 9/11, you can find headlines and topics that say 9/11 conspiracy, but what it is people talking about how the conspiracy theorists are whack jobs, that they're crazy. There's nothing on there anymore that says that 9/11 could theoretically be a false flag operation. And to me, that hit home. That was very unnerving, because to me, that is a form of speech control. You can't say that. It's propaganda. They are going to tell you what you can and cannot hear. That's scary, because now it's almost like state-controlled media on YouTube. And I understand when you sign up for Facebook, YouTube, whatever, Twitter, I understand you have to abide by their rules and laws, for lack of a better word. But that doesn't give them the right to be able to dictate what you can and cannot see. We all know Alex Jones' situation with Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. It's bad because you're not getting the whole story. Anything that's counterproductive, contradictory to what the government says, you're not being told the truth. In 9/11, conspiracy theories is a perfect example. But it goes farther than that, and it goes what I'm going to talk about on the show today. A couple years ago, we were at a friend's house and we were having, a couple adult cocktails, and we were talking about the show. And at that time, the show was in its infancy. And one of the people there asked me about UFOs and what I thought about them. Well, I kind of chuckled a little bit because obviously I believe in UFOs. But when I started to go over the reasons I believe in UFOs, that person started coming at me with, well, we've been to space, we've been to the moon, we've never seen anything. You'd think we'd see something there. So what I'd do is I'd pull up YouTube and I'd say, listen to these communications between the astronauts that are in space or orbiting the moon in NASA, and tell me what you think. And lo and behold, these recordings are not there anymore. I won't say they're not there. They're just a pain to find because they're not readily available like they used to be. So it's very, very hard to get the truth now. You're being told what you should and should not be told. But I did a lot of studying. This was the show that was supposed to be last week, but I could not do a show last week. For those of you who don't know, my wife has cancer. We had a very scary health scare last week, so I couldn't do a show. She was in the hospital Saturday, and we were worried about her. Everything's fine, thank you. And now we're doing a show. This is last week's show. And what this show is going to be about is astronauts' transmissions to Houston, stating we're seeing something we can't explain. So I'm going to play these transmissions for you. And I want you to decide, could this be something that is alien, extraterrestrial, unknown to us? Or could it be just a mistake by the astronauts? So sit back, open your mind. We're going to come back and we're going to hear from the astronauts, from their mouths, as to what they're seeing in outer space. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and we will be right back. It's you. Yeah, too. The time has come. You've heard about it on The Paranormal Patriot. The single has now been released to all music sources. If you have Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, whatever source you get your music from, you can stream or download Multiple Myself's and Tommy V's new single, My Destiny. Multiple Myself's and Tommy V, yours truly, have released their latest single, My Destiny, in all major music source outlets. All you got to do is go to where you get music from, either download it 99 cents or stream it or download it for free. All we ask is that you tell everyone about how awesome this music is. It has had a phenomenal start, and it is up to you, my listeners of this show, to keep that going. Again, Google, iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, Tidal, Deezer, Pandora, wherever you get your music from, you can find Tommy B and Multiple Myself's newest single, My Destiny, for streaming or download. All you have to do is share it with everyone you know and tell them how awesome this song is. He told me to have faith, faith that could return. He told me I'd be better due to the lessons I had learned. The princess of thoughts, the priestess of space. I was my empress, she rides with my queen of waves. Little self-promotion, never hurt anybody. Remember, just stream or download that song and share it with everybody you know. Let's keep the momentum of My Destiny going. I'm trying to not work again, and this is my ticket out of here. So let's work on that. All right, let's get on to the crux of the show. Again, people think that we've been to space, we've been to the moon, we haven't seen any UFOs, so obviously they do not exist. But is that the case? Everybody says, well, the astronauts should have seen them. But have they seen them? I'm going to play you an audio clip. It is an actual transmission from December 4th, 1965, from Gemini 7 to Houston, NASA headquarters, NASA Command Center. Let me know what you think. Did Gemini 7 see something they can't explain? You can hear Houston saying, "Say again, Gemini 7?" As if they're a little stunned. Because listen, these guys are in space. There shouldn't really be a bogey at 10 o'clock high. Now, I understand the space race had just started. We may have had a few satellites up in the sky, but wouldn't you think an astronaut would know the difference between a satellite and a quote-unquote bogey? Now, when you think of bogey, what do you think? You think of another aircraft or another enemy aircraft, I guess. Is this what Gemini 7 saw? Let me know. Let me know what you think. What did you think of that audio clip? Let me know. GhostSeeker4 at chartered.net. GhostSeeker, the number 4, at chartered, chartered.net. But there's more. I have another one from Apollo 12 on November 14th, 1969. Let me know what you think of this one.
An object which is at the same place all the time but appears to be tumbling. Well, we've had it ever since yesterday. It just seems to be tagging along with us.
An object that seems to be tagging along with them from yesterday, and it appears to be tumbling. Now, this one puts a little bit of red flags up for me, because could it be part of the rocket that sent it up there, part of the lunar module? Is it something that they were not expecting to see? I'm not quite sure that this would actually be a UFO. But it raised enough alarms for them, Apollo 12, to say, hey, we've had this thing following us, tagging along with us since yesterday. It's not moving. It is tagging along with us. It's tumbling. It almost sounds like they were a little worried, and they don't know what it is. But now this next one comes from Discovery, the space shuttle Discovery from March 13th, 1989. Let me know what you think of this. I don't know how you could think anything other than alien spacecraft. Whoever is talking there specifically said, we still have the alien spacecraft under observance. How do you dispute that? How do you dispute that they are seeing unidentified flying objects? They are seeing things that they have no idea what it is. You can't dispute that. This person here broke, I'm assuming, all protocol and called it an alien spacecraft. These are picked up. Now, NASA can block this all they want. But ham radio operators, they don't have the blockage that the general public has. If you are listening to the NASA transmissions on a ham radio, it's unfiltered. And that's where these are coming from. These are the actual transmissions from the astronauts to NASA. We have the alien spacecraft under observance. What other conclusion can you come up with? There is none. Then we go to STS-73, October 21st, 1995. Again, this is another one that I don't know how else you can misconstrue this, how you can warp this into something that's not alien. This is coming from an actual NASA transmission. Listen to this.
We have an unidentified flying object.
Now, here on Earth, when we have an unidentified flying object, what do we usually associate that with? We usually associate, before, for right or wrong, an alien aircraft. We have an astronaut telling us that we have an unidentified flying object in our view. Again, how is that misconstrued? It's not. They are seeing UFOs during Gemini, Apollo, shuttle missions. They're seeing them on the International Space Station. Here is someone on the International Space Station that wasn't prepped for what they may see when they're in space on the International Space Station. This is an Italian astronaut. I don't remember her name, but she's an Italian astronaut on board with Russian astronauts. And she sees something, and it literally scares her. And you hear the Russian astronaut, in English, he would be saying, calm down, calm down, calm down. As if, we've seen this before, there's nothing to worry about. But obviously, this Italian astronaut, she has never seen anything like this. And this has rocked her to the core. Listen to this. That Christopher Fermetti, I think her name was, I can't remember, she's Italian, that astronaut was scared. She was stunned at what she saw. And you could hear the Russian astronaut, shh, 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 calm down, calm down. As if the Russian astronaut, this is commonplace for him. Don't worry about it. Don't make a big scene about it, okay? But obviously, this Italian astronaut has never seen anything like this and was never briefed on anything like this and was stunned at what she saw. And then we have this. one of the most, for lack of a better word, popular UFO astronaut sightings. From Jim Lovett on Apollo 8, right before Christmas, Jim Lovett says this to Houston, Texas, NASA Command Center. Listen to this.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Hello, Apollo 8. Loud and clear.
Roger. Please be informed there is a Santa Claus.
That's affirmative. You're the best one to know.
Please be informed there is a Santa Claus. Then Houston just says, affirmative, you'd be the best to know. A lot of people say, well, that was astronaut Lovell basically joking around. But there are some that say that was NASA's code word for UFO. If you see a UFO, let us know that Santa Claus is real. It happened around Christmas, so was he joking around? I find it odd NASA's response. Affirmative. Well, you'd be the best to know. It's almost as if, yep, okay, we see it. You now know Santa Claus UFOs are real. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of all these transmissions. Is it misidentifications? Is it the general public, the conspiracy theorists, reading too much into it? Or are these astronauts actually seeing alien spacecraft? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net, and let me know. We're going to take a quick break, but I did start something new for the next segment. I am live on Facebook. If you want to contact me at Facebook Messenger, Tom Velasis, V-L-A-S-S-I-S. I've already got a couple of people lined up that have already contacted me. We're going to talk about the Sunspot New Mexico Solar Observatory closing. I need someone to tell me what in the world is going on. I'm going to tell you what's going on and give you some of the thoughts as to what people think is going on around there, because honestly, this makes absolutely no sense. Something is definitely going on and we're not being told the truth. So sit back. You're going to have to open your mind really wide on this one. Relax. This is Tom Velasis, the Paranormal Patriot, adjusting the tinfoil hat. I will be right back after this brief message. We'll talk to you soon. Join me on September 21st and 22nd, 2018, for an out-of-this-world event. The Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the day listening and learning from all of the special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFOs, sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique gifts, creative works, psychic readings, and much more to list here. All of this will be taking place at the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Overlooking the largest inland lake in Michigan, not only can you enjoy the UFO convention, but you can enjoy nature. This resort is full of windows, including a walkout balcony. This will be an educational and refreshing event. Lecturers include John Tenney, Andrea Perrin, Bill Konkoleski, Erica Luke, Steve Ward, and Nick Redford. For more information on the resort, go to www.lakesideresortmichigan.com. Again, September 21st and 22nd, 2018, join me and be at the Michigan UFO Contact.
Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come
Can anyone out there tell me what is going on in Sunspot, New Mexico? Now, what I did is, this is something new for the show, and I'm hoping it works. It seems to be doing very well. Prior to the show, I posted on the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page. If you're not a fan, get to Facebook and like the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page. I did that, and I've got 5, 6, 8 people now that have messaged me and given their thoughts on what is happening in Sunspot. Well, actually, not maybe 8. Okay, 3, because 5 people have said, what the heck is going on in Sunspot? So a lot of you don't seem to know what is going on in Sunspot, New Mexico, at the Solar Observatory. So this may be breaking news to you, but something is definitely going on. So let's get to the basics of it. Sunspot Observatory was closed and evacuated September 6th. As of the recording of this, this is September 15th. So 9 days ago, due to an undisclosed security risk. Now, federal officials, they aren't saying why it was closed, and the silence has led to the conspiracy theorists running rampant on this. And this is why it is such a bad thing for the FBI and the CIA and the DEA to come in and just start closing stuff and doing things without giving an explanation, because everybody seems to hate the conspiracy theorists. They think they're all whack jobs and not right in the head. But what do you think in a situation like this? They aren't saying a word. The FBI has referred all questions to the group that manages the site, which is the Association of Universities for Research in Astronomy. They say they're working with the authorities. AURA, which is the Association of Universities for Research in Astronomy, released a statement on Friday stating it has decided that the observatory will remain closed until further notice due to an ongoing security concern. The rest of the National Solar Observatory facilities remain open and are operating normally. But is that the case? First off, here's my first issue. The FBI is, listen, if you haven't noticed or know the story, this is what's going on. The FBI came and raided the facility. And now, when I say raided, we're talking black helicopters. We're talking black Yukons, black sedans, men in black. They came in and evacuated and took over the facility. But it's not just that. Sunspot, New Mexico is about a town of 6,000. So it's not a big town. They closed the post office and basically closed off the whole town. They're remaining tight-lipped and saying, hey, if you need any information, go to AURA. AURA is saying, hey, this is what we know. You're going to have to talk to the FBI. Everybody is going around in a circle. Nobody is giving any information because I don't think anybody really knows what's going on. AURA has stated that every other solar observatory in the country is up and running. Well, that's not the case. Worldwide, solar, sun observatories have been shut down. The AIXS, AXIS 232D network dome camera located in Sydney, Australia, shut down. Webcams located at the SOAR Observatory, the Southern Astrophysical Research Telescope located in Chile, shut down. BRT Tenerife, I think I said that right, telescope webcam located in Spain, shut down. The webcam in Hawaii, Moana Key, at the University of Hawaii Hilo, shut down. The webcam from the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope Observatory in Hawaii, shut down. The webcam at JAT Observatory in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, shut down. So it's not just this observatory that's been shut down. So what happened? What happened that, well, let's just focus on Sunspot right now. Because, okay, let's talk here. I've got a couple messages. I've got a listener by the name of Jay. He says, Tom, I've heard that Mercury, actual element, not the planet, is the culprit. Okay, I can see where mercury would be an issue. But why would you shut down the whole town? I'm not sure if I believe that one, Jay. I know you're getting your information and this is what you have, but I don't know. Seth from Colorado states, Tom, I think it's aliens. I'll get into that in a little bit, but you might be onto something, Seth. Jay, again, from Oregon, says, Tom, it's the government. HARP. Again, we're going to get into that. There's more to HARP than you might believe. Then you have Colin from Pennsylvania that says, yeah, I live by the observatory in Pennsylvania. It's closed down and nobody's saying a word. So what is going on? My biggest issue is it's not more so the observatories that you hear shutting down. It's the webcams. What do webcams do? They give you a pretty much instant view of the sun. So what are they trying to hide? What are they trying to hide from you in the sun that we shouldn't be seeing? Now, I have seen numerous, and I mean numerous photos that are unphotoshopped. They are legitimate photos of a huge coronal mass ejection, CME. And what a coronal mass ejection is the sun just spewing off a huge solar storm. And it leaves behind a sunspot, per se. But this sunspot is absolutely huge. Everybody with a solar telescope, any amateur astronomer that has a filter that can look at the sun through this filter, can see this hole in the sun. Some people are calling it a black hole. Yes. The reason they're calling it a black hole is because it is black. It's not a black hole in the sense that it's sucking in all light, but it is a huge hole in the sun. We're in a solar minimum right now. For those of you who are new to the show, I did a show back a couple months ago called Baby, It's Cold Outside. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. It talked about how the sun dictates our weather. In every 11 or so years, we go into a solar minimum pattern where the sunspot activity, where the energy coming from the sun is not as strong to warm the earth. We are currently in one of those solar minimums. So to have a huge, huge hole like this is unprecedented. It's not natural. It's not normal. We have never, and I understand that we as humans are only here in the blink of Earth's timeline, but we have never observed anything like this. So is that what they're trying to hide? Are the governments of the world trying to hide the fact that there is a huge hole in the sun? Now, I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, hey, it's the government and it's HARP. Well, there is also a side project to that. It's called Hammer and Smack, SMACC. HAMMER stands for High Altitude Meteorological Manipulation Energy Research. SMACC, S-M-A-C-C, stands for Solar Magnetic Amplification and Causative Configurator. Now, basically what these do is they work in conjunction with HARP, the High Altitude Auroral Research Project. Basically, the government started it, said they handed it off to the University of Alaska, but really didn't because they're still funding it. But basically what these two secret, and I mean secret, side projects do with HARP is they harness solar plasma to use in weather warfare. So there is a huge black hole in the sun. Did somebody turn the dial up a little too hard? Did they push the button when they shouldn't have pushed the button? And it created a huge hole in the sun when there really shouldn't be a hole in the sun because we're in a solar minimum. Is that what the government is trying to hide from us? There is talk that the Chinese or the Russians tried to hack into the government facility at the National Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, to try and gain access to White Sands, to gain access to any of our very sensitive military industrial operations. I don't understand if that's the case, why they would shut down the whole town. I still, even if they found a big old hole in the sun, why do you shut down the whole town? I don't understand that. There's also talk that, and I've seen the pictures, and these pictures are very, depending on how you look at it, terrifying. We have amateur astronomers out there that can put sun filters on their home telescopes and look at the sun. And every one of them has seen strange objects around the sun. Objects that weren't there before. They obviously are not produced from the sun. NASA's trying to disprove those by saying, nothing. Sunspots. Sun discharge. They're not sun discharge. They look, for all intents and purposes, like spacecraft. And people will say, it's photoshopped. But there are numerous people that, again, telescopes today, I have a telescope that I can look out and I can see the rings on Saturn. I can see the bands on Mars. So I put a sun filter on. It is not beyond the stretch of imagination that I can see something around that star. And there are numerous people that have taken pictures at the same time using their own equipment that show the same thing. That show what look like craft around the sun. Is that what they're trying to hide? Are they trying to hide these craft around the sun? Now, Jen from Oklahoma says, what about Planet Nine? You think they're trying to hide Planet Nine or Nibiru? That's a very, very good possibility, Jen. And I think it's a very good possibility. Are they trying to stop the public from knowing about Nibiru? And if they are, why? What about Nibiru should we not know? Regardless of what's going on, something is definitely going on. The sheriff around the observatory, his name is Benny House. He's dumbfounded. Benny House is the sheriff of Otero County in New Mexico. And he was quoted as saying, as the FBI is refusing to tell us what is going on, we've got people up there at Sunspot that requested us to stand by while they evacuated. They evacuated the whole town. Nobody would really elaborate on any of the circumstances as to why the FBI was up there. What their purpose was, nobody will say. He also said, but for the FBI to get involved that quick and be so secretive about it, there was a lot of stuff going on up there. There was a Black Hawk helicopter and a bunch of people around antenna and work crews on towers, but nobody was saying anything. So the FBI and whoever is working with them is not even telling the local law enforcement what's going on. And this is what is making this ripe for conspiracy theories. When you go into somewhere like a national solar observatory, shut it down, shut down the post office, and shut down essentially the whole town and not say anything. What do you expect to happen? We've seen this happen in the past, but the difference is the FBI or whoever's in charge has come out and said, this is why we're doing it. Whether or not it was truthful or not, they came out with an explanation. This time, there's nothing. Nobody is saying anything. The FBI is referring it to the Aura. The Aura is referring it to the FBI. Everybody goes around in a circle. I've heard of people that have contacted the FBI and they say, well, I don't know what's going on. You're going to have to contact your local law enforcement. Well, you contact the local law enforcement and they're like, "The FBI isn't telling us anything." It's one big circle of no information. What is it? Did we get hacked? Did something happen on the sun? Did our government do something they shouldn't have, and it has affected the sun? Are there alien spacecraft around the sun? There are some people that say the sun is a portal, and these alien spacecraft are now coming out of this portal. Are we ripe to have an alien presence on this planet soon? Or is Nibiru, Planet 9, Planet 10, Planet X, whatever you want to call it, is it now visible? I can see them shutting down one observatory. I'll let that go. You know, something happened. But to shut down that observatory and then shut down the webcams and other observatories across the planet, I have an issue with that. They're hiding something. And the fact that they're not saying anything just makes it much more nefarious. What is going on? To all of you who have contacted me via Messenger, thank you. Great, great sources. I wish I would have given you much more time. This is something I'm going to pursue in the future. I will let you know a little bit before 20 minutes, but hey, it was a spur of the moment thing. You guys jumped online. A lot of you did. Thank you. I honestly, this amazes me how many people had no idea what is going on in Sunspot. They hadn't even heard of it. That tells you. Now, I understand Hurricane Florence hit the coast, but you don't think this might make some part of the news? Apparently it doesn't. Or what are they hiding? Somebody is hiding something, and I don't know what it is. So if you didn't get a chance to get on Messenger, contact me at GhostSeeker4, GhostSeeker, the number 4, at charter.net. Let me know what your thoughts are as to why Sunspot New Mexico Observatory and webcams all across this country and across this world have been shut down. Why do you think? Contact me at GhostSeeker4 at charter.net. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I just want to briefly, and I'm hoping it's going to be briefly, talk about an issue that I have, well, with the country. But it revolves around 2 weeks ago, I posted my show, and then somebody got literally in my face on Facebook, and I want to talk about that. And I normally don't do that, but this guy deserves it. So stay with me. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Wearing the tinfoil hat. I'm going to kind of adjust it now because this isn't the conspiracy coming up. This is just a general feeling. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. And I will be back in about 1 minute. So the crux of this show revolves around paranormal, and I want to help the paranormal community. So if you have a paranormal group, if you have a paranormal story, or you have a paranormal event that you want to promote on this show, contact me. Whatever you have, I'll promote it for free. That is my gift to the paranormal community. We need to stick together. We need to help each other out. So if you have a paranormal event, if you have a book, if you have anything to do, a group with the paranormal, let me know. I will promote it. No charge on this show. If you have a paranormal encounter that you want to share with our listeners, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. And I will reiterate your encounter to my listeners. We are a community here. We are a family. We're a paranormal family. And a paranormal family needs to stick together, and that's what I'm going to do. If you have a paranormal event, a paranormal book, a paranormal anything, let me know. I will be more than happy to promote it for no charge to you. All you have to do is contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker, the number 4, @charter.net.
While I'm making moves, well, I've been coming closer to the end of these old dead empty streets. As you take your stand, well, maybe understand it when you walk down these old dead empty streets. So come on, love. I just want to see.
All right, so 2 weeks ago I posted the last show, and when I do that, I have about 10 pages on Facebook that I share the show with. It's a podcast sharing page, and it just shows my show to a bunch of people that would normally not see it. Well, one person saw it and decided to listen to the show, and, you know, it was the Listener Encounters 2 show. I've had a bunch of different encounters sent to me, and I'm going to work on getting them in, but it was just a brief intro as to what my listeners have experienced. And this person said, you know, hey, first part of the show was great. I loved it. Then you got into John McCain. Anybody who thinks John McCain was anything but a Republican is an imbecile. And I respect that. I do. And I responded, hey, I appreciate you listening. Thanks for listening. But, you know, there's a lot of people that think otherwise. And then somebody who, A, has never listened to the show, has not decided to click the play button on the show, has no idea what the show is about, decided to chime in. And every time I post something political on this show, this person decides to chime in because they are a raging left wing. They are, and I have a lot of left wing friends. This person is so far left, they're almost around to the right. They're just absolutely socialist, communist, whatever you want to call it. They're that far left. But every time I post something political, this person who's never listened to the show, and that's fine, decides to chime in. And the first comment was, anybody who has Patriot in their name is anything but. And I thought, and I thought, and I finally said, you know what, I have to respond to that. And I responded the truth. The listeners of this show pick the name of the show. They chose the Paranormal Patriot, and I wear that as a badge of honor. I thought it was a great name. It honors the paranormal aspect of it, but it shows me as a patriot who loves his country. But someone who doesn't ever listen to the show decides to take it upon themselves to say, this guy is anything but a patriot. So I said, hey, the listeners of the show chose the name of the show. And for someone who has never listened to the show to sit there and disparage me by saying I'm not a patriot, I find offense in that. And then I apparently the offense words set him off. He chose to disparage me, disparage my beliefs. And listen, I have a ton of new listeners listening to the show right now. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag if you haven't binged listened to the show. My views lean on the conservative side. I have an issue with the left wing of this country, but that doesn't mean I don't enjoy people that lean to the left. I have a very good friend of mine that I actually work with. His name is Steven. He is about as left wing as you can get. He is a huge Bernie supporter. He is hoping and praying that Bernie runs in 2020. Him and I get along just fine. It's no joke. We are completely one end of the spectrum from each other. One end, he's the other end. But the thing is, we are able to speak our minds and say, good point. Here is my issue, and I say the left, but it is with the right too, and that's why I'm leaning more. The more I get into this the whole show, and the more I get into talking with people, the more I'm moving, I'm not going to say center, but I'm more tolerant. The left, and a lot of people I know on the right, we'll just say people in general, if you disagree with their beliefs, there's no conversation. But the problem I have is this guy, and I'll name his name. His name is Jason Strange. He has a podcast, and I'm not going to name the name. I'll just say it is a podcast about horrible 80s movies. But I'm going to tell you, I've listened or tried to listen to his podcast. Now, I don't claim to have the best podcast in the world, but I spend a lot of money and I spend a lot of time trying to get it to sound reasonably professional. This podcast that this guy comes on and just completely disparages me, personally attacks me and my family, it sounds like a kindergarten class project. Literally, it sounds like it is a bunch of guys on tin cans talking through them, trying to communicate with each other. The whole premise of this show is to rip on bad 80s movies while drunk. Now, if that's your thing, contact me. I'll get you to his podcast name, and you can listen to your heart's content. Personally, I think my listeners are a little bit above that. We'll just go with that. But to sit there and disparage me after not listening to my podcast, not knowing who I am, and this guy has said some very personal things about me. Apparently, he's Facebook stalked me. But he has said some very hurtful and personal things about myself and my family. Again, my wife is battling cancer right now. And apparently, that is not above the realm of ripping on me and wishing me ill will because of that. This country is divided. And this is where this whole conversation is going. This country is divided. It is perpetuated by the media. It is a plan to keep us divided. Because if you have a nation divided, we are not a nation united. We just had the 9/11 anniversary. Think what happened on 9/11, and then think of how America was on September 12th. We weren't Republican. We weren't Democrat. We weren't white. We weren't black. We weren't Asian. We weren't Mexican. We were American. We were united. At that point, this country could have done anything it put its mind to. Now, the media is attempting to divide us. Everything you hear is meant to be divisive and divide us. Because a country that's divided, well, it can't rise up. It can't support itself. And it relies on its government. And it gives the government more power. This guy has disparaged me and talked ill will about myself and my family and my show. He has bought this lock, stock, and barrel. I bought the bait. He got me. I called him a D-bag, and I shouldn't have. And I told him, you are the epitome of an indoctrinated individual. And, of course, he used the buzzword. Oh, you got to use the buzzword indoctrinated. That's what it is. Why can't we just accept the fact that some of the people we meet, their views are going to be different than hers? And accept that. Jason Strange, your views and my views are completely different. Completely different. I mean, completely total opposite ends of the spectrum. Doesn't mean you have to disparage me or disparage my family, but that is, and I'm going to say this and it's going to piss off a lot of people, but that is what the left does. They can't argue the facts because they know their facts don't hold water. So what they do is they choose to disparage you and personally attack you to the point you give up. And that's what I did. We had an administrator have to get in on this conversation and say, hey, knock it off. I said, I'm sorry. My bad. He pushed me. I'm done. And I just blocked the whole conversation. It wasn't good for me. It bothered me. But that's what they do. That's how we are in this country. Right, left, center, whatever you want to call it. We're divided. And until we decide that we're all Americans, that we're all here for one cause, in not to use a presidential slogan, but to make America great, that's our cause. But until we realize that, and until we realize that we are all in this together, to be divided and to be hurtful to one another, it does us no good. So the next time you have that liberal or that conservative in front of your face and spouting off facts, and instead of disparaging them, say, okay, I get that. Let me give you my theory on this. And maybe, just maybe, you can learn something from them and they can learn something from you. Maybe it's a pipe dream. I don't know. But that's where we need to be in this country. So, alrighty, that's the end of the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back next week. Hopefully the Cosmic Dreamer will be with me. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for everyone that messaged me this week, or today, I should say. It was a short notice, but I had a lot of people get on board, message me about their thoughts about the Sunspot Observatory closure and evacuation. Honestly, let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. For all my new listeners, welcome aboard. For all the seasoned listeners, thank you. Literally, thank you. I can't thank you enough. Without you guys listening from day one, I wouldn't be here right now. So thank you so much. Get those emails coming. Give me show ideas. Get me personal experiences with the paranormal. Let me know what is going on in your world. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to Tom Velasquez, the Paranormal Patriot, taking off the tinfoil hat. I'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Here I come, I'm not stopping till my job is done. And if you ain't leading the pack, you better get in the back, because they're telling me that I'm the one that's gonna take it to the top. I ain't gonna stop, so get your ass up out of the way. You can sit and watch me take it to the top, because this is my destiny. Cause it's my destiny. Now I got money, I got women to the left of me. Cause it's my destiny. I live my dream, I really feel this was success.